On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
British Airways customers trying to get away for a summer break are being hit by delays and cancellations because of an IT issue affecting its check-in systems. The airline's apologised this lunchtime and is working to fix the problem, but around 300 flights have been disrupted. Former BA pilot and aviation analyst Alistair Rosenshine says he understands the anger passengers are feeling.
Whenever there are these problems, is the lack of information. It's very, very frustrating for customers to be told simply, oh, well, go on the BA website or call up. These are easily said but very difficult to do, and it leaves this uncertainty.
Images on social media show long queues at airports and error messages on the airline's app. Elsewhere this lunchtime, a £3,000 reward's being offered as police continue to try and track down a convicted murderer who'd been living in Maidstone. Joseph Bagley's been on the run since May after serving 31 years in prison for killing a taxi driver. The 66-year-old had been living in approved premises outside of jail but failed to return by the time of his curfew. We've got computer-generated images of what he could look like at kentonline.co.uk. A man who crashed into two cars while trying to get away from police in Dover has avoided being sent straight to prison. Lewis Kent drove at 60 miles per hour in a 30 zone during the chase in May. The 31-year-old from Melbourne Avenue has been banned from driving and ordered to do 200 hours of unpaid work.
KMFM News.
New figures show there's been a 7% rise in the number of homes in Kent left empty. Data seen by KMFM shows almost 6,200 homes in the county were vacant last year. The increase is above the national average. Chris Bailey from Action on Empty Homes says incentives need to be made available to help get properties lived in again.
The majority of empty homes aren't empty intentionally. A lot of them are inherited by people who may not live in the area. They may have been occupied by older members of the family or sometimes people in care. And the home may have become run down and require investment to be brought back into use. So we tend to advocate an investment-led approach.
You can see how many empty properties there are where you live at Kent Online. A decision to sell Dreamland in Margate has been put on hold after local Labour and Green Party politicians said the deal needs to be examined more closely. Council bosses agreed to allow the company that currently runs the site to buy it at a meeting last week, but the opposition are now calling for more scrutiny to make sure the future of the amusement park is protected. Around 11 million households will see their gas and electricity bills drop this winter as the price cap is being reduced. From October, the typical dual-fuel customer on standard variable tariffs will pay £1,179 a year. That's a saving of £75. Dermot Nolan from the regulator Ofgem says it's because wholesale costs have fallen.
Now, what will happen in the future, I don't know. Wholesale prices could change again. Other factors could change as well. But whatever happens, I can actually guarantee anybody on the price cap that they will be paying a fair price regardless of what happens to wholesale price movements.
If you're on a prepayment meter, you'll see bills drop by about £25 a year.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, Kent has been named as one of the worst places in the country when it comes to calls about abandoned, neglected or abused cats. Figures from the RSPCA today show they received more than 4,200 reports to their hotline during 2018, the fifth highest figure. The charity has released the data ahead of International Cat Day tomorrow. A Kent veteran's had his war medal stolen for a second time. They were taken from 106-year-old Leslie Stelfox's home in Milton Regis near Sittingbourne while he was watering his garden on Saturday. The same medals were stolen during a burglary in 2014, but police managed to find them. They're now investigating the second theft. And double Olympic gold medalist James Cracknell is the latest celeb to sign up for Strictly. Others in the lineup include former football star Alex Scott, EastEnders actress Emma Barton and Kent Paralympic star Will Bailey.
KMFM Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Sport and a former NBA player from Kent says he's hoping to inspire the next generation of basketball players. Ryan Richards from Sittingbourne signed for the San Antonio Spurs, joining the likes of LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. But injuries meant he couldn't quite make it at the elite level. He's now working with the Kent Panthers and says says he wants to be a role model for young people.
When I was younger, there wasn't really anyone to look up to from Sittingbourne or from Kent or kind of England. So for me, I want to be that for these players and kind of boost the whole community of basketball in Kent, wherever that is from, whatever part. And that's my main goal.
And in football, Gillingham midfielder Darren Oldacre has been made available for transfer. The 20-year-old didn't make the squad for their opening game of the season against Doncaster Rovers at the weekend. Despite signing a new deal at Priestfield in January, boss Steve Evans has told him he's free to look for another club. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.